A couple tricked into accepting a lower offer from Southern Response to repair their earthquake-damaged home wants a full apology from former Earthquake Recovery Minister Gerry Brownlee. Carl and Alison Dodds accepted an offer almost $200,000 less than a secret higher estimate to fix their house, despite having the best insurance policy money could buy. It comes as the government announced today it will not appeal the landmark court case, requiring it to pay the couple more than $180,000. But as Timothy Brown reports, whilst Southern Response and Megan Woods have apologised to the couple, the Dodds say the blame lies firmly with the former National Government and its minister at the time, Gerry Brownlee.
Ali and I were over the moon at what was a pragmatic and sensible conclusion to what has been a dismal process.
That's Carl Dodds' response to the news today that the government will not appeal the Court of Appeal's decision to uphold the findings of the High Court. The Court of Appeal ordered Southern Response to pay the Dodds about $200,000 in damages. The Dodds discovered Southern Response had tricked them into accepting a lower offer by keeping secret a second higher estimate to rebuild their earthquake-damaged home. He says today finally brings some closure to their fight.
We are absolutely delighted that the ministers, Megan Woods and Grant Robertson, had stuck to their word. They had sought clarity for very good reasons, and we fully respect those reasons. They have received the clarity. They've made the right decision not to proceed to Supreme Court, and we could not be happier.
But the Dodds are not alone. There could be thousands of people in a similar boat who were shortchanged their full entitlement. Carl Dodds says he wants to see an independent inquiry into Southern Response to get some answers about who ordered them to use such deceptive tactics.
I think only from an independent inquiry can we be absolutely clear about what they did and why they did it and who authorised it, and thence look at how one prevents that at a future date.
The Dodds have received apologies from Megan Woods, the Minister for Greater Christchurch Regeneration, and Southern Response's General Manager, Casey Hurran. But Mr Dodds lays the blame squarely at the feet of the previous National Government and says he hopes Gerry Brownlee, a Christchurch MP and former Canterbury Earthquake Recovery Minister, will offer them a full apology. But Mr Brownlee remains unrepentant.
Oh, the previous government has nothing to apologise for. We in fact bailed out a failed insurer and stood by the people of Canterbury who had those policies. And so we have nothing to apologise for.
Mr Dodds says history will ultimately judge the previous government's actions.
For us in particular, we had what was the best insurance policy that money could buy, and yet for whatever reason, they just continually lowballed us and acted totally and utterly dishonourably. I think that at the end of the day, what we think and what others think are at this particular point in time are not that relevant. What's going to be interesting is how history records all of this. And I really do believe that history is going to not paint the then National Government in a very good light.
But the Dodds case will also have ramifications for a class action suit currently before the courts involving 3,000 other policyholders. The lawyer representing them, Grant Cameron, says he's pleased the government has made the right decision in regards to the Dodds, and if re-elected, they should take a similar stance with those in the class action.
We think the path ahead for the government is actually very clear, and the government should engage in some sort of positive discussions to see how the overall affair could be resolved, and we remain hopeful that Labor would do that if it's re-elected.
Such an approach will potentially cost the government hundreds of millions of dollars. And speaking to media this afternoon, Ms Woods wasn't willing to address the government's plans for the class action, a point she was abundantly clear on.
That's a matter before the courts, and it's not one that I can comment a great deal more on. It's also, we're in a pre-election period, that it would also be inappropriate to comment on that. Look, as I said, that is a case that is currently before the courts. That is a matter that is currently before the courts. That's a matter that's currently before the courts. Oh, look, it's a matter before the court, and I'm just not prepared to say anything more at this stage.
Ms Woods confirmed she had apologised to the Dodds. She says the case was taken to the Court of Appeal to provide further clarity. But the government wants the Dodds to be able to move on with their lives. Casey Hurren says he can't comment on how much Southern Response may be liable for now that this case sets a precedent. But they are working through that with the government. Mr. Hurren says there was no deliberate attempt to mislead or deceive claimants.
There was no deliberate action. It was a genuinely held view about how the AMI insurance policy responded to those people that wanted to buy another house.
It wasn't about cutting costs?
No, it wasn't. It was about trying to give people certainty about what their insurance policy options would be if they chose that option. We made it clear that we priced out the buy another house option. The Court of Appeal has subsequently said that our interpretation was incorrect.
Okay. Was there ever government pressure about keeping costs down?
No, there's never been government pressure to keep costs down.
Casey Hurren says there'll be more clarity for those who believe they may be entitled to further payments after the election. For those in the class action, such a resolution can't come soon enough. For Checkpoint, Timothy Brown.